Hello.
What's up?
Hi, good morning. Is that actually like I can't? You can smack me out of the numbers. Like, it doesn't be. Some people are missing only one thing. Some people.
Okay, no, let me do it from spreadsheet. I'm saying.
I think, like, if someone's scheduled for medicals already, or they already did their medicals and were waiting for results, they could be scheduled for mutation.
Right, meaning they already. You know what? Let's call it pending medical results.
Yeah. Pending medical results. And
okay.
If I submitted their CHRC.
That means you're waiting for CHRC.
Yeah.
A second. Go to that report. Okay, you know, I'm going to take this applicant missing CHRC report. That report I made that if the application IDs, registry checked, physical, TB test, measles, rubella, drug screen is checked off. So that means they're missing either orientation or CHRC.
Right.
They list. Let me just see. So this lists health medicals.
Right.
You know what we could do? Hold on. I'll export your smart sheet, and then I'll do it in Excel. I'll put filters on. I'll do a pivot.
So they're going to get paid $19 an hour?
Yeah, I mean, they'll get paid hourly for the orientation.
And then what if someone, I know someone, she's in school. Like, what do you do?
She's in school.
Yeah. For sure one, maybe. Even.
You mean like high school or in college?
Oh, like, I think college. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Most people, even if you do full-time, like even the word is full-time, they're not actually 9 to 5 in school. The word full-time for college means credits. It means how many credits you take a semester.
Take a day off also, and like probably, no?
Meaning if you, mind the way it works with college, if you commit to certain classes, like you have to attend,
Kesher
Kunde or whatever.
You can't work until 3:30 every day.
Right, but for anyone that cannot attend, let's take the information for availability, and I'll see if we can schedule the next one. Okay, so I have this. Okay, if the application is completed.
The thing is, as an anxiety, chemotherapy, medication, bait much anxiety, there's going to be bank info. So they're going to hire that. Yeah?
No, really, I don't think we should collect this stuff.
Right.
Like doing the method of pay.
Well, so all the paperwork they could do online. So she doesn't really have to do paperwork for them.
Right.
She doesn't really have to do the full orientation.
That's why I was like pushing, like, it's not going to take you 2 days, and it's also not going to take you a whole day. You'll see. A second. Let me see. I don't need this column. Caregiver application completed, my test is done, or this is just, oh no, that's actually if it was sent or not. Or is that where you marked that they filled it out?
Caregiver application.
Oh, okay, caregiver application.
Caregiver application is not something that you have to look at.
The regular application, okay.
Yeah, the application is not.
Okay, so if application is marked as true, okay. IDs. Certificate received.
Because really we don't have to have a certificate.
Whatever. So we long do this.
Right.
As long as you check them on the registry. Diabetes PC, Richard J.
You could even delete that row. We don't need it.
Okay.
Extra row.
The EBR received in the work reference tool. That's stuff that we need to have, right?
Yeah, right. But work reference, worst case. I reference and still set on as I in a letter. A letter. Like worst case.
But I only see like two with an EBR received, or three maybe.
Right. Also do binding HSJs first of all. No for HSJs of an EBR.
Okay, but so what work reference?
Work reference.
That's me, right?
That's my yellow one. But,
I don't know. Meaning, I guess if we ever have an order, we have to have it. So I have only 6 caregivers have
everything, yeah.
Everything.
And they're cleared.
Okay. Second.
I mean, even if we only have 6 that could come to orientation.
That's so good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not amazing, but
okay, so these are only pending orientation now. Let me select if they
hold on, okay?
Let's say Cheyenne Stevens.
She's
missing medicals and
hold on. She took out the notes. I think she's not answering. She's not able to start a new job, but she might be in mid-April. So, meaning she asked me to call her back next month. She doesn't want to onboard now.
Okay, but either way, she's missing. I see her physical's missing, so she's missing physical, work reference.
So basically only the physical that she's really missing. Work reference is silly, and then the flu is all sad because of the climate.
You're saying as a field and as work reference, we could still start them?
Yeah, because I have templates, letters, and I take a reference from their form, and I pull that reference, and I ask them, I'm going to read a letter to you, and let me know if I could sign it, or that I put their name.
Okay, so I could put under, missing medicals and pending CHRC.
Yes. Actually, she's cleared. Her CHRC is cleared.
Oh, so it's just missing medicals. And pending orientation. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So, the work clearance is not something important. The work reference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me make a list and have a question, okay?
Okay, thank you.